Good morning, guys. If this is your first time connecting with us, welcome to LifeBridge Online, and what a better day to join us than on Easter. Now, I don't know where you're at in the world right now, but I'm in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, and no matter where you're at, because of the crazy time we're in right now, I think all of us are just hungry for good news. I know I am. Every time I check the news or social media, I don't walk away thinking, man, that was great. I'm so glad that I watched that. I'm so glad that I read that. That's not my takeaway right now, because it just seems like there's nothing but bad news. So whenever you and I get good news right now, we drink that up like it's a tall glass of ice water and we've been in the desert all day. So whenever we do hear good news, we get really excited about it. If you're anything like me, you get excited, maybe even get a little bit emotional when you hear great stories and good news about people making and donating protective masks for healthcare workers, or people donating hot meals and food to others that are in need right now, or groups of people showing up in hospital parking lots just to encourage and show support for all of our healthcare workers, or even John Krasinski. He got the entire original cast of Hamilton on a Zoom call together so they could sing the favorite song of a little girl from the musical to her. I hope you got to see that story. That was awesome. We love stories like that. We love good news, and it makes us feel great. But then that tends to wear off, especially right now in the middle of a global pandemic that none of us have ever experienced before. The good news and the good vibes that we get tend to wear off in about a minute. And then they're replaced with fear. Fear preaches to us that we should be terrified of the coronavirus at all times. Fear preaches that right now that we should hoard supplies, that we should be greedy, not generous. Fear preaches that we should be selfish and not serving. Fear preaches that it's never going to get better. The economy's always going to get bad. Fear preaches hopelessness. And the fear that comes from bad news, it just tends to dictate our lives to us. It paralyzes us. It makes us focus on ourselves. And then that fear that comes from bad news, it makes us ask the same question over and over again, especially right now. It makes us ask, what if? You know, what if this happens, whatever that is? What if that takes place? It just seems like we're asking what if over and over right now, and it's frustrating. Bad news makes us ask what if. But maybe there's not another question. Maybe there's a far better statement that we can make. I'll come back to that. The reason nobody likes bad news is not as obvious or as surface level as you might think. The reason why we don't like bad news is because we were intended for good news. We weren't made for bad news. Here's why. God created the earth and he created the universe and it was good. And then he created man and woman. He created you and I as the pinnacle of his creation. And he created us for the purpose of being in a relationship with him where we could worship and enjoy him for eternity. The God of the universe created you to have a relationship with him in perfection in paradise where you could enjoy him forever. That's what you were made for. That's good news. But that's not what we see at all today. It just looks like we're living in bad news. That's because sin entered the world and it broke everything. The reason why there's bad relationships and broken relationships, the reason why there's abuse and pain and suffering, the reason why there's natural disasters and war and pandemics like the coronavirus is because sin entered the world and it broke everything. And you and I have contributed to that. You and I both have sin in our lives and in our pasts. And because of that, that has separated us from God and there's nothing we can do to fix it. That's the bad news. But the God that created the world loves you too much to let the bad news have the last word. Even though we can't fix our broken world, even though you and I, we can't redeem that relationship, Jesus can. Jesus is God and he came to us. We didn't have to go up to him. He came to us. He died willingly on a Roman cross to pay the price that is attached to our sin. And then he walked out of a grave. He rose from the dead 3 days later on his own power. I've said this before, that at the cross, Jesus wrote a check for you. And at the resurrection, that check cleared. God's plan was to use the cross and the resurrection to take all of the bad news that we see, take all of the bad news and turn it into good news. Because Jesus rose from the dead, that changes everything. It changes everything for everybody, including you and me right now. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you can have that relationship with God for eternity like you were created. So all the good news that we see today, anything that gets us excited, that good news we see today is just a glimpse of the good news that we will get to experience for eternity. So whenever we get jazzed up from serving, whenever you get inspired from other people's generosity, whenever we get excited by watching cool stories on social media about people doing incredibly amazing things for other people, whenever we hear good news that gives us all the feels, that drawing into, whenever we're drawn to news like that, it's because it's all a reflection of the resurrected Jesus. Jesus is the source of good news. And even if you don't have faith in Jesus, you do have faith. You've got faith that this can't be it. That there's got to be more than this. You've got faith that there's got to be something better than this. The reason I know that you have faith is because faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Like you and I both have hoped for something better. We even hoped for something better before this whole pandemic thing hit. That something better that you've hoped for is Jesus. I could go on all day talking about reasons why Jesus rising from the dead is an absolute game changer, and we've run out of time. So let me just tell you one story about why the resurrection, why Easter matters right now. So from day one, when Jesus showed up on the scenes, the religious leaders of his day, they wanted him gone. They hated him. They were threatened by him. So they finally had him arrested. And when he was arrested, Jesus's disciples, they took off. They bailed. He had these followers for all 3 years of his earthly ministry, and they were called his disciples. And they took off out of fear because they were afraid the same thing was going to happen to them that happened to Jesus. So they ended up going out of fear and locking themselves in a room and staying there for several days. On the very first Easter, the church was quarantined. They self-quarantined themselves out of fear. And then it says this, and then all of a sudden, Jesus himself was suddenly standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. "Why are you frightened?" he asked. "Why are your hearts still filled with doubt? Look at my hands, look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I'm not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies as you see that I do." As he spoke, he showed him his hands and his feet, and still they stood there in disbelief, but filled with joy and wonder. Then he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" So they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate as they watched. So these doors are locked. The only way into this room is through these locked doors. And all of a sudden, Jesus shows up in the room with a physical body. Now, everything I've learned from science, that defies the laws of physics. So understandably, the disciples are pretty freaked out. And Jesus says, no, guys, peace. It's me. It's okay. Man, you don't have to worry anymore. I'm right here. Look at me. I have a physical body again. By the way, y'all have something to eat, because this whole raising yourself from the dead makes a brother hungry. Can I get a fish sandwich? I mean, he's not saying that. He's not doing that just to eat. He's proving to them that he is himself, that he's not a ghost, because ghosts don't need food. Jesus is standing in that room with a perfected, perfect physical body. There was a physical barrier, a locked barrier because of fear between the disciples and the outside world. And Jesus walked right through that barrier to meet them. He met them in the middle of their fear, in the middle of their doubt. And he didn't chew them out. He didn't shame them either. He didn't say, "Really, guys? Like, really, you bailed on me? After everything you saw me do? After I told you that I was going to get crucified and that 3 days after that, I would rise from the dead. I told you that that would happen. And when it did, you still bailed on me. You still are afraid. Man, forget it. I'm done with you. That's it." That would have been my reaction. But that's not what Jesus did. He went right through the barrier that they put up into the middle of their fear. And he said, "Peace." The very first words that Jesus spoke after the resurrection was peace. That's why the resurrection matters right now. And it all started at Christmas. When the angel showed up on the scene with all the shepherds, he said, "Guys, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Not just some people, not just a few, not just the privileged, not just the elite. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Peace on earth." The good news is a message of peace. Zechariah followed it up too. He said, before Jesus was even born, he said, "Guys, Jesus will guide our feet into the way of peace." And then after the resurrection, the first thing he says to the disciples, the first thing the resurrected Jesus says to you and to me is peace. Peace be with you. And that's not some sterile greeting either. He's given us a gift. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, if that didn't happen, then this is all a joke. And I'm sorry for wasting your time. But if he did rise from the dead, then that changes everything for everybody, including you and me right now. if he did rise from the dead, then Jesus is who he says he is, and he says that he's God. If he did rise from the grave, then he is Lord. Romans 10:9 says that if anyone confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the promise that you have today. And there's more to that promise too. When you confess Jesus as Lord and believe the resurrection is true, you're given peace. Because of Jesus, part of the good news is that Easter replaces fear with peace. We don't have to be afraid of anything anymore. And the disciples prove it. These guys were afraid a lot during the time they were with Jesus, even though they talked a really big game. For 3 years, all they said to Jesus was, "Hey, we got your back, Jesus. We will follow you anywhere. We will stay with you till the end. Even if that means death, we're with you." Talked a really big game. And then at the very first sign of trouble, they were out. They bailed. They took off. At Jesus' darkest hour, they abandoned him because they were afraid. They went and locked themselves in a room for several days because they were afraid. These guys' lives, the majority of their lives, were ruled by fear. But then they were given peace from the resurrected Jesus, and that changed everything. From that day forward, these guys were different. They lived boldly. They didn't run away scared anymore. And it wasn't their faith that fueled them either. Jesus even said to them after the resurrection, he said, "Guys, you believe because you can see me. But blessed are they who don't see me, yet still believe." That's you and that's me. The disciples didn't have to have faith that Jesus rose from the dead because they saw him. They got to touch him. It wasn't their faith that fueled them, and it wasn't truth either. They got the truth already. Every single day for 3 years, Jesus told them the truth over and over again. He even proved it to them with miracles and signs. They got the truth from day one, but they still ran when they were scared. But all of that changed when they were given peace from the resurrected Jesus. Peace combined with truth and grace is what fueled them. Peace combined with truth and grace is what got them through fear. Peace is what got them to stand up to horrific things. Because every single one of these guys, after the resurrection, every single one of them were threatened, imprisoned, beaten multiple times, and then eventually they were all killed because of their love for Jesus. But they never ran away scared. Why? Because of the peace. Peace that you have in Jesus is what gets you through tough times. It's what got the disciples through fear. You already have the truth. I just told it to you. There is a God. His name is Jesus. He loves you. He died for you. And then he walked out of a tomb so that one day you could walk out of yours. You know the truth. So the question now is, do you want the peace that goes with it? Jesus will break through barriers to get to you. He will meet you right in the middle of your fear. He'll meet you right in the middle of your doubts. He created all of this, and yet he still knows your name and loves you. The peace that we have in Jesus, that's what's going to get you through the time that we're in right now. And that peace will get you through the time after that, and the time after that, and the time after that, no matter what has happened in the past. Even if you're a mess right now, even if you have a rough past, even if you've broken promises, even if you've turned your back on Jesus, even if you're walking in a relationship with him right now, it doesn't matter what your story is or where you're at right now, Jesus will meet you with peace and he will give you peace. That's really, really good news. Especially good news right now in a time where we just keep asking what if because we're afraid. You know, what if I get sick? What if somebody I love gets sick? What if I lose my job? What if this thing keeps going? What if the market keeps dropping? What if I have to homeschool my kids again next year? What if we keep asking what if? But because Jesus rose from the dead, because he promises and will restore and redeem everything that's broken, because the God that created the mountains and conquered sin and death still knows your name and still loves you, because the resurrection is true, because Jesus is Lord and Savior, because of all of that, we don't have to ask what if anymore. Instead, now we can say, even if. Even if is so much more powerful than what if. Even if I get sick, I have peace because I know the God who can heal. Even if I die, I have peace because I know the God who has given me eternal life. Even if I lose my job, I have peace because I know the God who promises to take care of me. Even if this thing keeps going on, I have peace because I know the God who makes this temporary. Fear says, what if? The resurrection says, even if. You see the difference between the two? It's a huge difference. So where are you at right now? If you're a Christian, someone who's accepted Jesus as their Savior, someone who follows Jesus as their Lord, remember the peace that you've been given. Man, name it right now. Whatever it is that's bothering you or causing you to worry or making you afraid, name that and say, even if. Say even if out loud in your living room, on the chat online right now, because you're not alone. Name it and say, even if this happens, I still have peace in Jesus, and Jesus will get me through this. And if this is all brand new to you, if you're not a Christian, Jesus isn't your Lord and Savior, then I want to give you a chance to respond, because the best time to respond to Jesus is always right now. You can respond and accept him as your Lord and Savior. You can have the peace that only Jesus offers right now. You can simply pray this right now, wherever you're at, in your living room, in your head, out loud, whatever you'd like to do. It doesn't have to be fancy. Just pray this. Jesus, I want you and I need you. I believe you rose from the dead. I don't have all my questions answered, but I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. You can do that right now. And if that's you, if you just prayed that with me, if you've just accepted Jesus, man, we want to walk with you. We want to pray over you. We want to answer any questions that you might have. We also want to help you get connected so that you can actually grow. So if you just prayed that with me, if you've just accepted Jesus, I want to encourage you, raise your hand in the chat. Use that feature. Our team will see that, and somebody will reach out to you and connect with you. Or you can text the word new to the number on your screen, and one of our pastors will reach out to you. So if you just prayed that prayer, if you just accepted Jesus, man, raise your hand or text new to the number on the screen. Also, I want to invite you to be a part of a virtual Rooted experience. Rooted is a 10-week experience where you get put into a small group of people where together you get to learn not just more about Jesus, but you also get to learn what it looks like to grow in a relationship with him. Rooted is amazing, and it's for everyone. It's not just for varsity Christians, whoever those people are, and it's not just for people who are brand new to faith in Jesus. It is for everyone. Even if you're not sure about Jesus, even if you're not sure about this whole church thing, it's for you. You can text the word rooted to the number on the screen right now, and that will have us, our team will reach out to you, we'll connect with you, we'll help you get registered, or you can go to our website and do that. If you are not currently in a small group that is meeting online, I would encourage everybody then to be a part of this next Rooted experience that starts on April 23rd. We all need community. We all need connection. Now more than ever, this is an excellent opportunity to do that. So in just a minute, we're going to go into another song. And then after that, I want to give you a few minutes just to reflect on all of this. I want to give you some time to take communion. If you've got some bread or crackers and juice in the house, grab those. And communion is a time to remember that Jesus' body was broken on the cross and that his blood was spilt for you and I. And then 3 days later, he walked out of the grave, and that changed everything. So take some time to do that. And then there's going to be some questions on the screen just to reflect on. And you can internalize those. You can think about those, discuss them with the people that you're with. Take some time to do that. And remember, Jesus gives you peace. Don't forget that. Happy Easter, guys.